Hey you. I know you're sleeping right now, but I just had to get this out before the words I wanted to use fled my mind, you know? I've been laying in bed for hours trying to gather up the courage to make this phone call, and also found out how to say what I mean. I know we've been friends for like forever. I know that you told me things that no one else knows. And as much as I cherish that, cherish you. I haven't been able to escape this feeling. There's something that's been bugging me for what feels like months. I don't want to mess up what we have, but this fire inside me isn't going away, and I have to air it out before it engulfs I can hear you now. Yes, I know that more air will make a fire bigger. You're such a nerd. Anyway, I'm losing my train of thought. This is important. I'm leaving you this voicemail in the middle of the night because I have a confession to make. I know we were just hanging out a few hours ago, and I probably could have just told you then, but I didn't have the guts to say it face to face. I just get so nervous around you, and it's been this way for a while. The past couple of times we've hung out, I could barely even breathe. And you're there, standing next to me with that perfect smile and those eyes. Getting ahead of myself. Let me start over. I haven't been completely honest with you. The way you've been with me. Well, I mean, I have, and I haven't. You see, when you ask me how I'm doing, there's something I've been leaving out. Something big. I'm just gonna have to say it, don't I? Okay, here goes nothing. I'm in love with you. I have been for a really long time. In the beginning, I thought it was just a passing thing because you had been so nice to me. Simple infatuation, born from a lack of exposure to that kind of affection. But it never passed. It just got stronger. Every time I would see you, my heart would skip a beat. I started making more excuses to spend time with you, and to my delight, they worked. More often than not. But there was always something missing, like we were just on the edge of something, but not quite there. I didn't know what it was at first, but now I realize I only hope you see it too. To be honest, I don't know what you'll say to this. You could totally get freaked out and never talk to me again. That would be a less than desirable outcome, but I can't rule that out just because I don't like it. Or if I'm lucky. And if my reading of you hasn't been correct, maybe you feel the same way. I mean, I've caught your eyes lingering on me more than once, and your hands have been getting tighter and less friendly. Goodness, I really want to be right. You're just so perfect. You're gentle and kind and sweet. You're everything I've ever wanted. Now do. More than I ever wanted anything in my whole life. I lay awake some nights just think of all the nights we would do if you were mine. All the dates, the little moments we would share. Dreaming so crazy sometimes, just dreaming about all the possibilities. Anyway, I guess I should quit rambling. Help me call and didn't disturb your sleep. Just give me a call when you get this. Let's meet up to talk about everything, okay? I'll see you soon.